To be with you. I want you to open up your Bibles and we're going to pray and get into the Word this morning. I have a lot to cover this morning, so we're going to move fast. God has given me a word specifically for now and for the season, and then we also want to minister to you. And I hope Prophet Ed's going to help me this morning. I'll minister with him. So let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your Word this morning. Father, I pray as we read your Word and as we open up your Word this morning, Lord, that you come and manifest your word through us and through our lives. Father, we thank you for everything that you've done, that you've prepared the way for us, Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you in this room right now. Thank you that you are here, that you are with us. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. And so, a lot of things that I'm sharing this morning, Prophet Ed is here, and there's a lot of stuff that he has taught me, so I might sound like him this morning. But I didn't know that he's going to be here, so it's in my notes, everything that I'm sharing. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. It says, "So friends, confirm God's invitation to you, his choice of you. Don't put it off, do it now. Do this and you'll have your life on a firm footing, the streets paved and the way wide open into the eternal kingdom." So friends, confirm God's invitation. That's why I'm saying to you this morning that you can know what God has for you and what he wants to do in your life right now. In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 1 to 3, he says, "You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow his direction, doing your best to find him." That's right. You don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road, he said. Last year, 2020, was one of the best years of our lives. God just came last year, and for the first time in my life, I heard it a lot of times, people saying God opens the windows of heaven over your life. But for the first time in my life in 2020, I experienced God opening the windows of heaven over our lives. God just started to bless us. Financially, in my relationship with my wife, on every level that I could think of, God just started to bless us tremendously. And so 2020 turned out to be the best year of my life. But what I'm not telling you is I'm not speaking about the first 6 months of 2020. The first 6 months of 2020 was a very challenging time for us. And in South Africa, the lockdown started in March, and suddenly we got to a place and everything came to a standstill. And it was great to be at home for a month, the first month. But then eventually, I felt that I can't just sit. We have to go. We have to move. We have to do something. But it was out of our control, and the whole world was in a lockdown. And so I sat and I prayed and I did everything that I could think of, everything that I've learned. I'd done everything. And then I prayed and I said, "Lord, I don't know what to do anymore. Just tell me, just show me the way. I don't know where to go, what to do, how to get out of this situation. We can't travel, we can't move around, churches is closed, and this is our livelihood. This is what we've been called to do. There's nothing else to do." And I'm sitting and praying, and God spoke to me and he said, "Andre, get back into your assignment." And so suddenly I had to reevaluate myself, and I had to say to myself, "What is your assignment? What am I called for?" And I couldn't look at what other people's assignments was, but I have to look at my assignment and sit and be honest with myself and say, "What is my assignment? What am I called to do?" And what God has called me is to go and to minister to the word, to go and to train and to equip. That is my assignment. And so God said, "Get back into your assignment." And so I'm sitting in that situation and I realized that, okay, I have to get up and I have to move. And I started to move, and once I started to get back into my assignment, everything changed for me. And suddenly 2020 turned into the best year of my life. I want to say to you this morning, it doesn't matter what you're facing right now, where you are, God can turn 2021 this year into the best year of your life. Doesn't matter what is out there. And this morning, if this is my last sermon, my last opportunity to preach a word, I want to say to you that you have to get back into your assignment. You have to get back and busy with what God has called you to do. Now, In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, he says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." First seek the kingdom of God. So here people are still sleeping, and his righteousness sleeping, and all these things. Then they wake up. And they say, "So what did you say? All these things, what do I have to do?" And suddenly people start to seek all these things because they want all these things and they don't want him. And so the motive of their heart is not the kingdom. You have to understand this morning, being a church doesn't mean it's kingdom. Being a business doesn't mean it's kingdom. And so there's churches that's called to build the kingdom of God. And so they wake up at this last part and realize, so I want all these things, but what do I have to do to get there? And so now they start to seek the kingdom. But this word tells us, he says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. One of the best ways for me to explain his righteousness, he says, seek the kingdom of God. And then he says, his righteousness, not our righteousness, his righteousness. I love breakfast, and breakfast is one of the most important meals for me during the day. I can have breakfast morning, lunch, dinner, all day long. I love it. Breakfast is important. Bacon and eggs. It's simple. Just bacon and eggs. I love breakfast. And I'm very particular, how I want that breakfast. It's not that complicated. It's medium eggs, bacon, coffee, black. It's simple. But it's an important meal to me. And so I went to a restaurant a couple of years ago, and I ordered breakfast, and this waiter came and he brought me the opposite of what I ordered. He messed everything up. I ordered coffee, he brought tea, and so I decided that I'm just going to pay and leave. I'm not going to eat it. And so I called the waiter. I said, "Could you please give me the check, and I'm leaving." And so I made a joke with him. I said to him, "Are you sure you showed up at the right restaurant this morning? You sure you work here?" He said, "Yes, I'm sure." I said, "Okay, just bring it. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go have breakfast somewhere else." So I didn't touch it. And so he brought the check, and as he brought it, God spoke to me, and he said, "Andre, I want you to give him approximately a $10 tip. This is a $6 breakfast, okay? $10 tip." I said, "No, I'm not going to do it." And God said, $20. I said, "Okay, whoa, stop. And so now I have a $6 breakfast that I have to pay for, and I have to give a $20 tip, and I didn't touch the breakfast. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, "Lord, my heart is not right. You have to give with the right heart. My heart is not right. I don't want to give." But God says, "This is what I want you to do." And so I paid it, and I walked away. And when I walked away, God spoke to me. He said, "Andre, this is my righteousness. My righteousness is to do good to people, especially when they don't deserve it. That's my righteousness." And so he says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not our righteousness, his righteousness. Now, I want to explain this to you. You know, I think when you get saved, someone needs to explain the kingdom to you. It took me 20 years before someone explained the kingdom to me. But once a person gets saved, someone needs to sit with them immediately and explain the kingdom to them. It will make life so much easier. And so this morning, I briefly want to explain the kingdom to you and how the kingdom operates, the kingdom of God. Because once we receive Jesus Christ, we become part of that kingdom. And so there's five characteristics of a kingdom. Number one, a kingdom has a king. Very simple. Without a leader, without a king, it's not a kingdom. So kingdom has a king, number one. So in the kingdom that we are part of, Jesus is the king of that kingdom. No one else has a higher authority than him. He has the final say over your life. He has the final say over your situation. So he's the king of that kingdom. Secondly, a kingdom has an identity. Today, if I would fly to Europe and my wife would blindfold me, get on the plane, fly there, sit at a restaurant, and take the blindfold off, I can look at the food, I can look at the people, and I can tell her that I'm in Switzerland. No one has to come to me and say, "You are in Switzerland. I am Swiss." Because a kingdom has an identity. When you look at them, you can see the identity of the king. You can see where they're from. And so today, if you have to tell someone that you're saved, it's because you're not. When they look at your life and they can see the identity of the King in your life. You represent the King. They look at your home, whatever you do, wherever you go, they can see it reflects the kingdom of God. Doesn't matter whether you're in ministry or in business, they can see that you are part of the kingdom of God by looking at you without even saying anything. So a kingdom has identity. Then thirdly, a kingdom has principles and laws. America has certain principles and laws, different nations. But in the kingdom of God, the principles and laws is faith. That's how that kingdom functions. It functions by faith. Then fourthly, a kingdom has resources. Today there's war in Iraq, not because of what's above the ground, but because of what's below the ground. Right? There's different wars going on because of resources. So every kingdom has a resource that they are after. So there's war because of the resources. Now in earthly kingdoms, the resource is gold, silver. But in God's kingdom, the most precious commodity in the kingdom of God is souls. It's nothing more precious than souls in the kingdom of God. And so in the kingdom of God, the resource is souls, right? Then number five, lastly, a kingdom has interests. A kingdom is not going to get involved in every war or every situation that's out there. They are going to get involved if they have interest, right? Then they're going to get involved. Then they're going to be connected to that. Now, I'm here this morning to share this with you because I want to ask you what you are doing and the way that you're living right now. Are you acting in the interest of the kingdom? You see, God gave me an assignment, and once I got back into the assignment that the kingdom has for me, the kingdom responded to me. And so resources was released. Protection came upon my life. Everything, the windows of heaven started to go open because I was acting in the interest of the kingdom. And so suddenly, I became an asset to the kingdom. And the kingdom will protect its asset. And so today, when people go through difficult situations and they're facing trial and error and stuff in their life, what I want to know is, what are you busy doing with? And I'm trying to find, are you acting in the interest of the kingdom? Because once you get involved in the kingdom, then suddenly heaven opens up to you. Suddenly resources are released. Suddenly protection is released. Heaven will protect its asset. Now, if there's an embassy, South Africa has U.S. embassies and different embassies. There's embassies here. When you go to an embassy, even though that embassy is in a different nation, that embassy, when you go onto that facility, onto that ground, there's different laws that governs that land. So embassy can be in South Africa, but once you get there, it's not governed by the laws of South Africa. It's governed by the laws of the nation that's been sent. Now, when an ambassador gets sent out to a nation, it's amazing to me, the first thing that they do is they assign this ambassador, and then they say to this ambassador, okay, make a list of all the debt that you have in your life. And they pay off that debt. And then they look at what this ambassador needs. He needs a car. He needs tuition for his children to go to school. He needs a house. And they cover all of that. And then they send the ambassador out. Because once this ambassador is sent out, they want this ambassador to act in the interest of the kingdom. They don't want this ambassador to think about his debt, his children, his challenges that he has in his life. They want this ambassador to have the mind of the kingdom when he's sent out. And whenever he makes a decision, they want that ambassador to act in the interest of the kingdom. And so if anything would happen, this is what they want to know, is when you made that decision, was it in the interest of the kingdom? I want to share two words out of the dictionary with you this morning. Number one, the word representing. The word representing means to speak to someone in an official capacity. Then secondly, the word recall. The word recall means to bring a fact, event, or situation back into one's mind. And so when that ambassador is sent out, it's to speak to someone in an official capacity. Not in their own capacity. They're being sent
by the kingdom.
And then secondly, if the ambassador does not act, if they find that he's busy dealing, making deals, signing contracts, getting business for family, when the kingdom finds out that they're doing that, they recall that ambassador. And when they recall that ambassador, this is what the word recalls means. It means to bring a fact, event, or situation back into one's mind. So they renew the mind of the ambassador to say, listen, you have to act in the interest of the kingdom, not your own interest. It's amazing how the kingdom of God will recall people when they stop acting in the interest of the kingdom. They call them back. And so they get sent out again. And they get called back, and some of them don't return, but they get called back and forth because they're not acting in the interest of the kingdom of God. Now, when we talk about the kingdom, so in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, he says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled with God. And so he says, we are Christ's ambassadors being sent out. Now, when we talk about the kingdom, remember I told you that the highest commodity in the kingdom of God is souls. And so somewhere in the kingdom of God, the enemy tries to trick us. And what he does is the following. As we look at a soul, we're looking at a person being saved. And then we think that that is that moment at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning when a person gets saved. And so many of you sitting here think that one day when you get to heaven, Pastor Roxanne is going to get a big house in heaven because she has saved thousands and thousands of souls. But you, as a businessman or as a teacher or as a doctor, you're going to get a really small house in heaven because you did not devote your time to the kingdom of God because you worked a job from Monday to Friday and you didn't really reach souls. And so she's going to get all the credit for that. And you're going to get a really small house, and that's how it's going to be. But I want you to understand this morning that when it comes to a soul being saved, that person is born and that person dies. And from the moment this person is born, the process starts. And this person, this baby, needs to be nurtured, needs to be taken care of. And then it needs food, it needs housing. In its education. And then because of that, this individual comes to a place where they can decide and make a decision for Christ. And it doesn't end there. Then they go on and they make bad financial choices, and they need counseling, and they need to be trained, and they need marriage counseling, and they need to be trained in the Word, and they need to be trained in life, and it goes on. And so when it comes to the period of that person, it's not just this 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning, they get saved and that's it, and that's the only interest that the kingdom has. No. It's from the moment they're born till the moment that they die. And so this morning, if I would ask you, what do you do for a living? And I would go down here, then you would say, well, I'm a contractor. I've got a restaurant. I've got a car dealership. I'm an attorney. I'm a doctor. And I'm here this morning to say to you that all of you are wrong. Because our true calling is you work for the kingdom of God. That is your assignment. And so you work in the kingdom of God, and that is your assignment. But how do you work in the kingdom of God? Well, through being a teacher, a doctor, having a restaurant. And so your real assignment is the kingdom of God. And so once you realize that, everything changes. Because now you become a commodity to the kingdom of God. Now you get up in the morning and you realize that I'm not building an earthly kingdom. I'm building the kingdom of God. And I play a part in that individual, in that person's life. And so my true assignment is the kingdom of God. And so this morning, if I say to you that you have to get back into the kingdom of God, I'm not talking about being a missionary. I'm not talking about being an evangelist. Because we have put it in that box, we think, well, that's the only part. No. The kingdom is way bigger than just that moment. Yes, it's a vital and crucial moment for the person to make that decision, but there's a journey for that individual. And somewhere in that individual's life, you connect with them. You train them, you equip them. And so therefore, you are part of the kingdom of God. And therefore, you are acting daily in the interest of the kingdom of God. It doesn't mean that you are excluded from bad things happening to you. But what it does mean is if the enemy steals from you, that he has to pay back sevenfold. And let me tell you something, let's go a little bit deeper. And it's not my responsibility to get him to pay back. The kingdom will take care of that. I don't have to fight him. I don't have to warfare and pray and try to remind him that he owes me. No, no. The kingdom will take care of it. Why? Because I'm acting in the interest of the kingdom of God. Jesus slept during a storm. You can only sleep during a storm if you're in your assignment. If you're in your assignment, there's nothing to worry about. The kingdom has to respond. The kingdom has to take care of resources. The kingdom has to protect you. I can't get up every morning and pray that God would protect my family, and then one day I miss out and I forget to pray and now they're being attacked. I can't do it. It's the kingdom's responsibility to protect my family. Amen. My responsibility is to stay in my assignment. It's to be busy with the assignment that God has given me. As I want you to know this morning, raising children is a kingdom assignment. Don't think because you're staying at home and you're raising your children well and you're not in the kingdom. No, you are. It's part of the kingdom of God. You're investing in those children's lives. You're raising them for the kingdom. And so don't let the enemy lie to you and say, no, you're excluded from this because you don't really preach. You don't really touch souls. You don't really evangelize. Don't let him lie to you. Stand up this morning with boldness and know that you're part of the kingdom of God. And that whatever you do is a vital part of His kingdom to function. Amen? Amen? I want to end and share a word with you for this year 2021. Beginning of this year, I prayed. And I said, Lord, now normally I pray in the beginning of the year for a word for us as a family. Not to prophesy over a nation, but for us personally. If God can speak to you, He can speak through you. And so I first seek Him for us. As a family. And so I prayed and I said, Lord, speak to us. What is this year about 2021? And God said to me, Andre, 2021 is the year of harvest. It's the year of harvest. And so He started to share with me a couple of things about this year. And then He said to me, therefore go into all the world. And so everywhere where I go this year, 2021, I will declare and release that this is the year of harvest, that the harvest is ready. And so when God gave me this word, He showed me a picture of a harvest field. And what I saw in the Spirit was the most beautiful, precious, the most beautiful field that you can think of. And what was amazing is there was more than enough for everyone. It wasn't just a small piece of land. There was more. There was abundance. And so God showed me these fields of abundance, more than enough for everyone. That's ready to be harvested this year in ministry, in business, in all walks of life. These fields are ready to be harvested. In the same vision, I looked down and I saw obstacles in front of this harvest. And God spoke to me and said, Andre, don't let obstacles stop you in 2021 from getting to the harvest. There's going to be people this year in 2021 that's going to stand in front of a closed door and say, well, it's closed, I'm not going. You have to find a way. And how do we find that way? Through the leading of the Holy Spirit. In 2020, the Holy Spirit supernaturally revealed a way to me. He gave me a strategy and how to navigate to get into my assignment. It was way above my pay grade, way above what I can think of. But he revealed it to me, showed me, this is what you need to do. And so in this year, 2021, if there's an obstacle in front of what God has in store for you, trust the Holy Spirit to give you a strategy, to show you how to move forward. As an individual, as a church, as a family, what do you need to do to get you the harvest that God has intended for you this year. And then God said to me, he said, Andre, the harvest, those that receive the harvest is not those who have planted, but those that show up in harvest time. A lot of people plant and they think that the harvest will just come to them because they've planted. If the fields are ready, you have to go and reap. You have to go and harvest the fields. And so I want to share with you for 2021 this year, number one, there's a harvest and it's ready. Go and harvest the fields of abundance. Number two, it's not those who planted that harvest, but those that shows up in harvest time. You can't have excuses here and say, well, no, I can't go because there's an obstacle. Yes, there'll be many obstacles this year, but you have to find a way through it. You have to keep on knocking. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what do you need to do. Make those changes, adjustments to get to those fields that God has prepared for you. I want you to know this morning, these fields is available for everyone. Don't exclude yourself from this morning. It's available to everyone, okay? And then thirdly, God said to me in 2021, he says, there will be a peace upon my people this year that is unexplainable. And so whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through this year, doesn't matter how bad the storm is, there will be a peace upon you that will rest upon you this year. I want you to pray with me. Thank you, Father, for every person that's in this room right now. Father, I release this morning a harvest upon your people. Father, as we sang this song, that you will bless us into 1,000 generations. Father, I pray for overflow in people's lives, overflow in their businesses, overflow in their families, overflow in their children's lives. And so we call a harvest this morning, the harvest that you have intended for us this year, we call it forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to know this morning that there's a role for you to play in the kingdom of God. There's a part that you have to play in the kingdom of God. Don't fight the battle from the other side of the fence. There's a lot to say from the other side, but get involved in the kingdom of God. Ask God, Lord, what is my role to play? I'm part of your kingdom. Where's my place? Where's the area that I fit in, where I have to be? And then embrace that position with boldness. Don't exclude yourself from anything. You know, the highest achievement that you can achieve in the kingdom of God is to be a son and daughter of God. It's nothing more higher than that. And so this morning I'm speaking to sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of God. And so the kingdom is operating, it's functioning right now, it's moving. It doesn't matter who is president, Jesus is still king. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening in the world globally, but he's still in charge. You know, one of the greatest revelations that I had from 2021 is that heaven was never in a lockdown. It never shut down. It never stopped. God is not anxious. He's not sitting and saying, oh, how are we going to figure this out? He's building his people. He's building his kingdom with people. And I've learned that God does not build his kingdom with wealthy and rich people, but with generous people. He builds his kingdom with people that are willing to go. That's ready to say, I'll go. I'll do it. I'll do it. That's the people that he uses. Amen.